Welcome to Riches in Christ Radio Ministry with Diane Kennedy. Please stay tuned at the end of today's lesson. We'll give you information on how you can acquire this week's tape, along with information about our weekly meetings and website. Now, here's Diane Kennedy.
This week, we are continuing our discussion of the fact that if you are born again, you now have in your spirit, in you, in your human spirit, the uncreated eternal life of God. The life that's in God Himself has come into your spirit. You have been united to the life that's in God through Jesus, as truly as a branch is joined to a vine. 1 John chapter 5 verse 1 says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." 1 John chapter 5 verse 11 says, "This is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in union with His Son." When you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, you actually believed into Him. You didn't know what you were doing. The Holy Spirit took care of it. When you bowed your knee to Jesus as Savior and Lord, the Holy Spirit united your spirit to the life that's in God, to the life that's in Jesus, as truly as a branch is joined to a vine. And that life regenerated your dead spirit. Your spirit was dead, cut off from the life in God because of sin. But when life came into your spirit, you were born of God, literally, became His literal, actual son or daughter by birth, joined to the life that's in Him as truly as a branch is joined to a vine. A branch is alive because it's in union with the vine. A branch is able to produce fruit or outward evidence of the life within because it's in union with the vine, alive because of the life of the vine in it. Whatever's in that life is in you now. See, that life is a present tense possession. 1 John chapter 5 verse 12 goes on to say, "He that hath the Son hath life." If you have Jesus, you have life. It's a present tense possession. There's something in you now that was not in you before you were born again. Now, the entrance of this life into your spirit produces a tremendous transformation. As we said a moment ago, you were dead, cut off from or lacking the uncreated eternal life of God in your spirit. Now you are alive, possessing the life of God in your spirit, literally born of God. You were an unholy, unrighteous child of the devil with a sin nature as a result of your first birth into a fallen race. But as a result of the new birth, you've been born of God, and your nature has changed. The sin nature has been driven out, and it's been replaced by the very nature of God. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. God's nature is life. In Him is life, and that life is the light of men. The Father has life in Himself, and He's given to the Son to have life in Himself. Now, you didn't get a new body. You didn't get a new mind or emotions. Ultimately, This life in your spirit is going to transform every part of your being, spirit, soul, and body, and make us like Jesus in character and power, holiness and love, fully conforming us to the image of Jesus Christ. God works from the inside out. And right now in this present life, it is God's plan that His life in your spirit affect you outwardly or produce fruit. Fruit is outward evidence of the life within. God desires that His life come into your spirit. That the life in your spirit come into your soul and dominate your mind and emotions with peace, patience, and joy. And He wants His uncreated life in your spirit to come into your body and produce healing, health, and strength for service. Now, we struggle with this. I mean, if you've been listening, these are really good lessons, not because it's me teaching, but because it's the Bible. This is awesome news. But then, what do we do with it? We struggle with trying to feel the life of God in us or feel its effects. You know, if we have a goosebump, we think that must be the life of God. or we try to make something happen, almost like try to grunt it out, make it flow out of us somehow. And that's very frustrating because it doesn't work that way. If you're born again now, there is something in you that was not in you before you were born again. The uncreated eternal life in and of God. It is a present tense possession. You, your spirit, is alive with it. You were dead. Now you are alive because of the life of God in your spirit. You're actually living because of the life of God in your spirit. You don't have to do anything. You're alive with the life of God. It's possible some of the things I've said these past few weeks, some of you never heard before in the way that I've presented them. But from the moment you bowed your knee to Jesus and were born again, all this stuff has been true of you, whether you knew it or not. You didn't have to do anything. All you had to do was believe on Jesus, and the Holy Spirit recreated your spirit. Because you're born again, you are living by or alive because you have the life of God in you. You are living by, you are living because of that life in you. As much as a branch is alive because it is in union with the vine. It doesn't have to do anything. It just has to be united to the vine, and that life is in there. We are now living by the life of God. To experience outwardly this inward reality, we need to know it and believe it. We need to know what we have or get accurate information from the Bible about what we have, and then we have to believe it. Now, last week, we looked at Paul, a man who learned to live in dependence on the life in him through his union with Christ, and that life made him more than a conqueror, ready for anything through the strength of God in him by his life. Romans 8:37, he said he was more than a conqueror, no matter what came his way. Philippians 4:13, he said he could do all things through this union with Christ. We spent the bulk of last week looking at Galatians 2:20, where Paul gives like a capsulized description of himself because he's born of God. He said, I was crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And we broke that down phrase by phrase and analyzed what Paul was saying. Paul knew he died with Christ at the cross and was raised up together with him in the resurrection. He knew that when Jesus was given resurrection life, he was given it too. He also knew that that life became his possession through the new birth. When he believed on Jesus, resurrection life, the same life that raised Jesus from the dead, came into his spirit, and he knew that he was alive with because of the life of God in him. He lived with the awareness of his union with Christ, and he lived expecting God to be in him, his power, his ability. He expected God to be and do in and through him all he needed him to be. Paul lived by faith in the vine, Jesus, to supply him, the branch, with all he needed to bear fruit through that union, through that life. Now, he lived by the faith of the Son of God. He lived by faith in the Son of God that Jesus in him through his life would be in him and through him all he needed him to be. God in him by his life would be his power and his ability. Now, this agrees with what John wrote. Now, John is the one who penned the words in John 10:10, where Jesus said, I am come you might have life and have it more abundantly. We discussed that last week, the fact that Jesus came to give us an overflow of the uncreated eternal life in God. Let me read you a statement that John made here in 1 John chapter 5. We've taken a number of verses from this chapter. Verse 1, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Verse 11, this is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Verse 12, he that hath the Son hath life. Well, in verse 4, John wrote, whatsoever or whosoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. All who are born of God are overcomers. I don't care if you're the most defeated person on the face of the earth. If you're born again, you're an overcomer. You just don't know it, and you don't know how to live like it. But all, according to the word of God, all who are born of God are overcomers. For whosoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world. Now, this word overcometh is the same word Paul used in Romans 8:37 for conquerors, when he said we're more than conquerors through him who loved us. Every born-again Christian is a world overcomer, fully able to overcome in and through the challenges that life brings our way. Yet many are defeated and overcome by the very challenges over which they have ability to walk. See, the difficulty with all this is most of us live and walk by sight rather than by faith. John here says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Paul said, I live by faith in the Son of God. I expect him to be and do in and through me all that he's in me to be and to do by his life. And we made the point last week that Paul made the statement in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith and not by sight. We all know that verse, but we put it in its context. He made that statement in the context of awareness of inward ability, because God by his life was in him, and expecting what was on the inside of him to show up outwardly. That's the context in which he said we walk by faith and not by sight. Most of us walk by sight and not by faith. We walk by sight and don't realize it. To walk by sight means you base what you believe and how you act on what you see and feel. For example, I feel weak, therefore I must be weak. I don't feel well, therefore I am not well. But in every situation, there's always two sources of information available: what we see and feel, and what God says. Sometimes they agree, sometimes they don't. My evidence that I have strength, health, peace, joy, wisdom, whatever else is in eternal life in me, my evidence is the word of God, and that needs to become your evidence as well. We'll talk more tomorrow. Amen.
You have been listening to Diane Kennedy of Riches in Christ. To order this week's teaching on CD, be ready for our number coming up soon. Diane teaches locally every Friday night at 7:30 p.m. near Highway 44 in Jamison at 4720 Jamison. Praise and worship is provided by Mercy's Child before each lesson. Riches in Christ provides a website at www.richesinchrist.com where you can listen to this week's radio lesson, download years of teachings and outlines, sign up for free weekly outlines, and order Diane's book, God is Good and Good Means Good. Friends, knowing that God is good is the single most important thing to stand on when trouble hits. If you think the trouble comes from or is allowed by God, then you need this book. For information or to order this week's lesson on CD, call us at 1-888-739-6619. Please mention today's date. Our number again is 1-888-739-6619. 19.